Brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Winners Trophies, Last Gas's Feet Supply, and our friends over at Prentice also Heating and Air, along with State Farm agent Monty Keene, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Here to bring you the starting lineups and the play-by-play story in this girls' championship game, brought to you courtesy of Game Day's Team Sports Winners Trophies and Fans Heating and Air. Here is John Dinkins.
Thank you, Brian Barrett. For the Blackman Blaze tonight, they'll be the visitors. In the dark uniforms, Crystal Dangerfield, number 32, will start at one guard spot at 5'5". Amanda Pollock at the other guard, a 5'4 senior. She'll wear number 14. Micah Norris is at forward, a number 11, a 5'10 junior forward. Alex Johnson will be at center, 6-foot sophomore, wearing number 34. And number 42 is Jazz Bond, a 6'3 freshman forward. For the Riverdale Warriors, it's Alexa Middleton, number 33, a 5'7 junior guard. Taisha Petty, number 20, a 5'5 senior guard. Shelby Davenport will start at center wearing double zero. She's a junior center at 6 foot tall. Olivia Jones, number 34, a 5'7 senior forward. Number 34, Olivia Jones. And Tiffany Lewis will be at the other guard spot, 5'7 senior. That's Tiffany Lewis wearing number one. So for Riverdale, it's Middleton, Petty, Davenport, Jones, and Lewis. Dangerfield, Pollock, Norris, Johnson, and Bond for Blackman. And we're about ready to get underway here. Those starting lineups by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Day's Team Sports. Corey Barrett, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. Chad Hipton, the head coach of the Blackman Blaze. And as Brian mentioned earlier in the pregame show, we have seen a lot of these two teams matched up tonight. And this is matchup number four. And Riverdale has won the first three. So...
And the only losses Blackman has, three on the year. You can just do a little quick math there. Ought to be a great game here tonight. The winners are automatically in the sectional. We're determining region championship and who will host. The region champion will host on Saturday. The region runner-up will travel in sectional play coming up this Saturday night.
And the toss about ready to be made, and it is, and it's Riverdale's basketball. And immediately Blackman pressures. Over to Jones, Riverdale, no problem with that. And gives it back out to Petty.
7:04 is your J. Mullins Jewelry time of the tip in this girls' championship game. J. Mullins Jewelry, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank, next door to Fuji's.
Inside to Middleton, she dishes it back out to Davenport for three. It's off the rim, no good. Tipped, out of bounds, it'll belong to Riverdale. Who is the wise guy that put the WGNS sign right in front of us where we can't see the corner of this? Oh, that would be me. Okay. Yeah. I'm okay unless there's a big play at the other end. Here's Petty with the basketball for Riverdale. No score early here in this one. Petty with a floater. It's too strong. Rebound, Norris. Coming up the floor, picked up by Middleton. Gets it across half court. Feeds it down low to Bond. Great feed and a pass, and the layup's good. Jazz Bond puts Blackman in front, 2-0. Here's Jones driving, loses the basketball. It's out of bounds off Alex Johnson. And it'll be Riverdale's ball underneath their basket. Lady Warriors will have it. Petty to throw it in. Here's the long lob, and it goes to Jones. And you really have to lob it trying to get over Norris. Here's Middleton spinning, stops right wing to Jones, back out to Petty. Norris is following Jones. Here's Middleton, stops, shoots a three. It's short, rebound, Johnson. Here come the Blaze. They're wanting to run, intercepted by Middleton. Middleton stops, shoots, 15-footer. Off the rim, no good. Again, Norris coming down with it. And here's a foul going to be on Ty Petty. That is the first team foul on Riverdale and the first on Petty. So Blackman really deciding to get a rebound and shoot it out there quickly, Brian, leading 2-0.
Playing very up-tempo, which is Riverdale's game plan as well, and Blackman can certainly play that tempo. Had a kind of a grinded-out game against Columbia the other night.
Lobbing it inside to Johnson. She can't get it to go. Jones down with a rebound. Across the timeline, gives it over to Lewis. Fakes, drives baseline, finds Jones, and she's going to be hacked going down the line. That's Tiffany Lewis.
I believe that foul, John, is going to be on Alex Johnson. And one thing for both teams is to stay out of foul trouble, spread out the wealth, because there will be fouls called in this game, obviously.
Feed inside to Middleton. It's up and good. Laid it off the glass, and we're tied at two. 6:18 here in the first quarter of play. Dangerfield to Bond. Riverdale putting on pressure. Vaughn gets it to Dangerfield, to Pollock. They do get it across. Over in the corner to Norris. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now cross court to Dangerfield. A long three. It's good.
Wow.
Man alive. That was a long one. Dangerfield with the first bank three. And it's 5-2 Blackman.
She was in Corey Barrett's lap when she launched that one.
Here's Petty over to Middleton to Jones in the corner. Gives it out to Petty, back out between the circles. Drives, now gives it over to Jones. Flips it over to Middleton. Here's Lewis driving baseline. Finds Davenport, having trouble with it, goes up and going to be fouled by Bond.
And one thing both of these teams do really well, but that's just a shining example there, is that pass was at Davenport's feet. It was not a very good pass, but what did she immediately do? She got the ball up where she could control it and then forced a shot up there to draw the foul.
Fans heating and air free throw line. The first one's up, and it is good. 893-7930 is that number. Davenport hits the first one. Blackman leads by two. Chance for Riverdale to cut it, and she does. Shelby Davenport with 2 points, and it's 5-4 Blackman. There's Bond. Brings it to Dangerfield. Gets it across to Pollock. So far, they haven't had any trouble, but now Pollock loses the ball. Intense pressure. Gives it to Lewis, almost loses it, and does. Turnover Riverdale. Here comes Dangerfield. Stops, stutters, puts it back up, no good. Pollock has the rebound for Blackman. Bond has it in the lane, jumper's missed. Rebound, coming down with it is Jones. Outlet pass to Middleton. Right side, she's got it. Alexa to Petty. Petty driving, almost loses it. Picks it up, here's Middleton from about 12. It's no good, rebound. Pollock blocking out very well. Over to Norris, here comes Blackman. Throws it away, maybe she does. Boy, she had two people wide open and the pass was poorly thrown. And coming into the ball game for Riverdale is Brandy Alley, number 32, and Shanika Hurd, number 21.
Gonna
see, she's 40 tonight, Brian.
Gonna see a lot of players in this game tonight, John, just because of the high intensity level that they will be playing. Morgan Miller's actually going to come in for Bond, and it's going to be who can best use their rotation tonight and keep fresh legs out there.
You don't always see teams try to get in a running game with Riverdale. That could be dangerous, but if anybody can do it, it would be Blackman. 5-4 the score, the Blaze on top. 4:42 to go in the first quarter. Region 4 AAA championship. Middleton driving, dishes down low to Alley. It's blocked. Alley gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed. Here's Hurd down with it to Petty. Petty drives, goes baseline, bounces it to Middleton, posting up. Now over to Jones. Inside to Alley, flips it back out to Middleton. The jumper is short. Rebound, picked up Johnson for Blackman. The lead is one for Blackman, and they're running. 4-on-2. Here's Miller. Stops, shoots, 15-footers, way short. Rebound, Petty. 5-4 Blackman, 4:05 to go here in the first. Here's Jones. She launches one from downtown, no good. Rebound, Middleton, scoops it up and in. Middleton has four, and it's 6-5. Riverdale takes the lead. 3:50 to go in the first.
Well, John, they put up 11 shots, 2 of 11, but Blackman's only got 6 shots up there, and they trail by 1.
Here's Johnson down low. The layup is good. And we're going to have a timeout as Blackman just regained the lead by a score of 7-6. And it gives us an opportunity for Brian Barrett to have a word about Bob Parks Auction.
Well, that's our friends over at Bob Parks Auction, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. And when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. 896-4600 online at bobparksauction.com. Our coverage tonight of State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. 895-2700, or just come to the gym, talk to her maybe after the game.
A lot of dignitaries out tonight. Ed Watson, Milton C. Christian School. Greg Wyatt, head coach of Siegel.
Buddy Pate.
Buddy Pate is usually, he's almost always here when it's tournament time. Here's Middleton, open for three. It's short. Davenport down with the rebound. Flips it to Middleton and now to Alley, who can't handle the pass. Turnover Warriors. And I think Corey Barrett wanted Alexa to go up with that one. 7-6, our score. Blackman leads. That's the second turnover for Riverdale. Pollock comes out. Angel Allen coming in. And Jones and Petty coming back in. Allie and Hurd go out. So it'll be Blackman's ball. They'll throw it in. That's Morgan Miller, who's played very well in this district tournament and region tournament. Not a lot of points necessarily, but some really good steady play, rebounding. Had a big basket the other night right before half. Here's Allen. Flips it across to Dangerfield. Dangerfield gets a pick by Miller. Petty picks it up and now picks her pocket, and Dangerfield goes to the floor to get the loose ball. It's a jump ball, and it's going to belong to the Blaze. That's two quick guards, Brian. It's almost unbelievable to believe that you could pick the pocket of Crystal Dangerfield, but Petty did it.
Well, Petty did it, and then Dangerfield picked her pocket, and that's what caused the tie ball, because then Petty fell on it, and they tied it up.
Dangerfield slowly across the time now, and that lobs it right into the hands of Davenport. Blaze turnover. Davenport flips it to Middleton. Takes the jumper. It's short. Rebound. Norris. Middleton has not found the range from outside yet. Here's Norris. Oh, they thought it was a palm. There's a pass down low to Allen from Johnson, and it's good. Allen with two, and it's 9-6 Blackman.
Yeah, Riverdale fans weren't too happy with that. Norris may have gotten away with a little bit.
Petty has it between the circles, gives it a bounce pass to Davenport at the high post. Back to Petty, going to drive all the way in, lay it up off the window, good. Petty with two. 9-8. Had a little help from her friends, too. Here's Dangerfield. And now a foul going to be as Middleton just runs into her. Corey Barrett upset with that call. And coming into the game, back in the game, will be Jazz Bond. Miller going to come out. 9-8 our score, Brian.
I would say he's arguing that Middleton was there. And,
yeah, kind of ran into it, really. And he may have an argument. 9-8, Blackman with a one-point lead and the ball. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Here's Norris driving, still having trouble holding on to it, and throws it away to Petty. Petty working on Dangerfield, puts it up from the right side, good. Boy, that was a great move. She's got four.
Well, they were there side by side. It's like watching a photo finish at the racetrack.
10-9, Riverdale. Long lob pass to Jones, or to Allen. Gives it over in the corner to Johnson. Cross court pass to Dangerfield. Long three again. This one will not go. Rebound Davenport, flips it out to Middleton. Riverdale wanting to run. Spins. Middleton in the lane. It's short. Tries to save it. Right into the hands of Dangerfield. Here she comes. Lewis is back in. Picks her up. Running baseline. Offensive foul on Dangerfield. Well, if he didn't get the call that time, he may have gotten it then.
Well, to me, that's one of the hardest calls to make in basketball. And you're almost darned if you do, darned if you don't in those situations.
And Riverdale have the basketball. They have a one-point lead, a minute 14 to go in the first quarter. So far, it's everything we anticipated. I didn't really expect the speed of the game, but it's pretty much what we thought it would be in the score. Here's Jones over to Lewis. Back to Jones. They try to lob it inside. Bond, with those big arms of hers, knocks it down. Turnover, Riverdale. Here's Allen to Norris. Wanted to run on every opportunity, and she throws it away. Going to be out of bounds, and it's going to belong to Blackman off of Riverdale's hands.
Uh-oh.
And
you can tell even the fans are uptight in this game.
Yeah, they're not happy with that call. Blackman will throw it in underneath their basket, trailing by one. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Johnson, back to Norris. Gives it out to Bond, sweeps it over to Allen, who's open, misses the shot. Bond tips it back into the hands of Allen, who goes up and in and out. Johnson, another rebound, lays it in. Alex Johnson, dominant that time, and it's 11-10 Blackman.
Boy, Blackman's really doing a good job on the boards inside, John, against these Lady Warriors of Riverdale.
Here's Jones, flips it out to Hurd. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now she throws it away. Norris Going to go in for the layup. Great fake and goes over. Jones just went right by her, and Norris gets the basket. And here comes Riverdale right back. Petty with the right hand goes up and in. She has six, and that's the end of the quarter. And what a quarter it is, folks.
What a show.
And we've got the score. It's Blackman 13, Riverdale 12. And we'll have the second quarter here in just a moment. You're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
The convenience, the price, free daycare, free tanning, and they have everything we need.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club. Online at gymolympus.com.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographers for Blackman, Siegel, Riverdale High, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian Schools.
Football pictures that we've done for the larger high schools are online. I know the parents will love looking at them, and everybody else love looking at them.
Alan Loveless has made the process easy. Go to lovelessphotography.com, click on Online Gallery 2, and you can even order right there.
It's just simple online ordering.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558. Photography you'll love. Why settle for less?
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
And we start the second quarter of play. Riverdale puts a shot up. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Blackman's ball, and here come the Blaze. They have a one-point lead. Long pass to Bond, and now she travels. Turnover Blackman.
It's number six, John, and we do have an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Bradley Central is the 3-AAA champion, defeating White County 53-42. So Bradley Central will host our runner-up, and White County will travel to the winner here of the Region 4 AAA tournament between Riverdale and Blackman.
Riverdale with the basketball, trailing by one. Middleton has it right wing, gives it over to Petty between the circles. Now back to Lewis, right side. Right, Lewis takes a few dribbles, gives it over to Jones. Jones to Lewis. Blackman's defense pretty tough right now. Here's a bounce pass inside to Davenport. They go up, and a foul going to be called. And Davenport, I don't know if they're going to give her a shot here. Foul is on Norris. And that is Micah's first. The fourth team foul on Blackman. And going to the fans heating and air free throw line is Shelby Davenport again. First free throw is up. It rolls good. Davenport perfect from the line so far. And we've got a tie game. Second one is up and good. Not a lot to settle in the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Brian, but they're important. Here's a lob down low to Johnson. She lays it up and in. They are finding her open on this press that Riverdale's running.
Well, that was a missed assignment, or they just figured out a way to beat the press and get her open on the other end. Riverdale will have to make an adjustment on that.
15-14, Blackman. Here's Riverdale. Middleton passes it down low to Davenport. She goes up, partially blocked. They got it to her in fine shape. She couldn't finish it. Here's Bond going up with the left hand. Misses the shot. Goes up again. Missed again. And Davenport with the rebound. And we're going to have a foul. Alex Johnson upset. But the foul on Jazz Bond. And those are opportunities when you get down there and you've got an open layup that Blackman has got to make against this team, Brian.
Well, you don't get gifts like that. You know, they took advantage of beating the press before and got Johnson open. You can't get a two-footer that's that wide open and not convert.
Here's Middleton between the circles. Now to the right side to Lewis. Blackman in a zone. Petty picked up by Dangerfield. Here's Davenport. Make that Middleton. I do that once a game. Here's Jones. inside Davenport. She's got the opening this time. Used her body and put it up against the window. 16-15, Riverdale. It's a seesaw battle. Here's Johnson down low. Gets it right back with a layup. She has eight. We're just going back and forth, swapping buckets. Petty inside to Davenport. What a play. Wow, what a pass. Nice move, Davenport. Riverdale back on top. Here's and had a great first half against Riverdale in that game. He has eight now. Here's a loose ball picked up by the Warriors. Long pass Middleton. She can hold on to it. She'll score. She does. Middleton with six. And a timeout from Chad Hibden, and he wants to talk to the official. Things are getting a little heated, really, on both ends, but cooler heads prevail. We'll take a timeout. Riverdale leads it 20-17, 5:10 to go in the second.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy at comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy at comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies. 904-6002.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. And go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air.
We're in the second quarter of action. Riverdale leading at 20-17. John Dinkins along with Brian Baird with you. 4:59 to go in the quarter. Here's Jones, and she's going to reach in and get a foul. Almost got away with it. Olivia's first foul. Nobody in really major foul trouble with the exception of Jazz Bond, who has two, and she is not in the lineup at this time, as Angel Allen is in for her. Micah Norris to throw it in for Blackman. To Johnson, to Norris. And tipped away by Lewis. The defensive pressure getting a little more intense from Riverdale. Riverdale undefeated. Blackman with three losses, all to the Warriors. The fourth meeting between these two teams. So it looks like the loser of this game will go to Bradley Central. Is that correct, Brian?
That is correct. The winner will host White County.
Great feed. Dangerfield down low, and they find Johnson again. Riverdale has not found an answer to that yet. 20-19, Warriors. The two post players, Johnson and Davenport, lead the teams in scoring. Here's Olivia Jones from the foul line. No good there for the rebound is Middleton. How she sneaks in there and get those, I'll never know. She comes out of nowhere. 22-19. Here's Dangerfield gliding through the lane. Layup good. Dangerfield with five. 22-21.
John, is there going to be a... this is not the defensive game that we... thought it could be. Definitely not.
They're just running at will. Here's a jumper by Petty. Too strong. Tip by Davenport. Keeps it alive. And Jones puts it back in. Her first basket. Riverdale leads by three, 24-21. Well, I tell you what, if you didn't get a ticket for this game tonight, so far you have really, you have a lot to be disappointed in, because this game has been awesome. Here is Alex Johnson trying to find a cutter down low. Finally does so to Norris. She puts up a little eight-footer. Good. Blackman shooting very well from the field tonight, and they cut it back to one, 24-23. Here come the Warriors across the timeline. It's Petty. Morgan Miller getting ready to check back in. Petty, top of the key. Now hands off to Middleton. She drives to the foul line, gives it over to Jones, right side, inside to Davenport, working on Johnson. Back out to Jones. And it's a first bank three. Nothing but net. Five for Olivia Jones. 27-23 Riverdale. Shanika Hurd getting ready to check back in. Here comes Dangerfield walking it across the timeline into the front court. Petty picks her up. It's a screen from Pollock. Now looks for help. Double teamed. And a jump ball is called, and it will belong to Blackman. You've got to be super quick when you can go in and reach your hands in there like Ty Petty just did and not draw a foul. It'll be Blackman's ball side court. We're at the 2:48 mark of the half.
Well, she is definitely super quick, and so is Dangerfield. That's been a really fun matchup to watch. Really, all the matchups have been excellent.
Here's Morgan Miller, gives it over to Allen. Back out to Pollock, right side to Norris. She'll gun one from outside. It's short. Norris gets her own rebound, puts it up. No good. Rebound Davenport. Davenport dribbles it up herself, gives it over to Petty. Now a pushing foul on Micah Norris. And that is Norris's second foul. It's the sixth team foul, so Riverdale will get it out of bounds. Coming in the game is Killings for Blackman. Kennedy Killings, a 5'6 junior guard. Here's Davenport getting it inside to Jones. A scoop shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. It's taken away by Dangerfield. And between the behind-the-back dribble, looked like at once it was going to be a disaster and a turnover, but it turned out to be a blessing for Dangerfield is Lewis Fowler. Boy, she came streaking out of there. Alex Johnson coming back in the game, and going out will be Killings. 27-23 Riverdale. Miller back in along with Pollock. And it is Allen and Dangerfield. Riverdale has Hurd, Petty, Middleton, Davenport, and Jones. 2:12 to go in the half. Feed down low to Allen is way over her head. Another turnover for Blackman. That's eight. Riverdale's made an adjustment that's helped trying to get that ball inside. Blackman hasn't been able to do it the last three possessions. 2:02 to go in the half. Riverdale leads by four. Gets a double pick. That's Petty. Now working in baseline on Miller. Still working. Finds Davenport down low. Layup good. She's got 10.
Well, now it's starting to work on the other side for Riverdale. That was a wide open backdoor layup.
Ball taken away by Middleton. Another turnover. That's nine. Layup by Middleton. Missed. Kind of got herself out of position. Here comes Allen. Across the timeline for Blackman. Gives it over to Pollock. Swiped away by Jones. A football pass to Middleton. Needs some help. Gives it to Petty. Layup. In and out. Rebound. Here comes Hurd out of it. Rivers gives it over to Davenport. Unbelievable. 1:19 to go in the half. 29-23. Riverdale and the crowd. Both crowds on their feet. Bounce pass Jones. Hurd. Petty for three. Way short. Didn't come out of her hands right. It'll be Blackman's ball. Miller will throw it in for the Blaze. I think Chad Hibden would be content for letting Riverdale shoot those threes rather than those high percentage shots underneath the basket. Norris coming back in. She does have two fouls on her.
They only have one three, and Blackman only has one three here in this first half so far.
Dangerfield brings it across front court. Now drives to the right side, spins, gets a pick, finds Johnson on the old backdoor play, and the layup or the jump shot's missed. That's about the only time that it hasn't worked. It's a pick and roll is what they're doing. Here's a jumper by Jones. No good. Johnson down with the rebound. It's stripped. Two Warriors are there, but Pollock comes away with it for Blackman. Here's Norris going one-on-one against Petty, in and out on the layup. Ty Petty down the floor, 31 seconds, 3-on-2. She scoops it in, misses the shot. Jones gets the rebound, looks for help, gives it over to Davenport, and she walks. Things might need to slow down just a tad. That's six turnovers for Riverdale.
John Riverdale's missed their last five shots. Blackman's missed their last three, and things are going at such a rapid pace that the passes are being overthrown a little bit, and players are a little out of position, too far underneath the goal, and I think those things are affecting play a little bit.
22 seconds to go here in the half. Blackman trailing by six. They have the basketball. Dangerfield picked up by Hurd. Alley back in the game. Here's Dangerfield driving, goes baseline, flips it back out to Johnson, almost threw it away. Bond retrieves it, gives it to Johnson. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the shot is going to be taken by Lewis for Riverdale after the turnover, but it would not have counted even if it went in. What a first half we've had. Both crowds on their feet for these two basketball teams. As we go to halftime, our score is Riverdale 29, Blackman Girls 23, and you're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS. Stay tuned. We'll have more right after this.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trusted professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Allsup offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Rick's Barbecue, the best in town, and they also have other greats. My favorite, the smoked chicken salad. It is tremendous, and everybody talks about the slaw dogs.
It's a hot dog. We deep fry it, and we have our own special made mustard slaw, which is spicy.
We're with Mike Lanning, and Mike, from loaded baked potatoes to ribs, I have never eaten anything I didn't like here at Rick's.
You know, as long as you stay on top of things and keep your quality right, it pretty much sells itself just because of the taste.
Rick's Barbecue.
Congratulations to Riverdale coach Corey Barrett for being named Coach of the Year. Another great basketball season, and we're so proud of the awesome high school athletes here in Rutherford County. Hi, I'm Melanie Davenport. The family at Sprint by Sailor Concepts salutes you for a job well done. Sprint by Sailor Concepts on Medical Center Parkway, a block from the new hospital. We're across from MTSU beside the Boulevard Restaurant and in Smyrna beside Target. Sprint by Sailor Concepts.
No more mess of pills. No more confusion of what pill to take when. This is Lori St. Smith at Reeve Sane. Simplify your life with Medipack, the pre-sorted prescription program from Reeve Sane. Medipack is a national caregiver-friendly award winner because it is innovative and efficient, taking the worry out of caring for your loved ones. Call Reeve Sane today at 278-0770 or visit MedipackRx.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're back here on WGNS State Farm for AAA basketball tournament coverage here on 1450, AM 1450, 100.5 and 101.9 on FM and streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com. A reminder that the Little Caesars Pizza Middle School All-Sports Trophies are now complete through winter sports. We'll have another update after spring sports. But again, this year, Little Caesars and WGNS Primetime Sports awarding a girls, a boys, and an overall All-Sports Trophy to middle schools. Points awarded for places 1 through 4 in the regular season, including ties, and the points awarded based on the season-ending overall record of teams combined now, okay? So keep that in mind. And points
this year will be awarded for the champion and the runner-up in all county tournament and championship games. So the points are tallied through basketball season. So that includes volleyball, girls soccer, football, girls and boys basketball. So what is left is softball, boys soccer, and baseball. A very, very close race. Siegel in girls holds a 2-point advantage over Blackman, 16 points to 14 points. Rock Springs is in third with 10 points in the girls' standings. In the boys' standings, a two-way tie for first with Christiana and Oakland. They have 12 points apiece. Christiana and Oakland, 12 points each. Laverne with 7 points. The closest to those two are battling it out neck and neck in boys. The overall standings, it doesn't get much closer than this. What we do is we take the girls' points and the boys' points, combine them for each school for the overall selection, and Siegel and Blackman are tied with 16 points apiece. Siegel and Blackman, 16 points. Oakland, just 1 point back at 15 points. Christiana has 13 points, and Rock Springs has 10 points. So there are 5 schools within 6 points of each other vying for that overall sports trophy. The sports trophies will be awarded at the end of the year in May. I just wanted to catch you up on all of this information. It's on our website, by the way. The Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza Middle School All-Sports Trophy, presented by Little Caesars Pizza and Primetime Sports. Check it out at goprimetimesports.com. Just look for the Middle School All-Sports Trophy link in the right sidebar of our website. We'll have much more as we continue our Region 4 AAA basketball tournament coverage here on WGNS. Hope you'll stay with us as we continue here tonight on FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450. We'll be right back.
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Time for stats from Winners Trophies, Game Days, Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. Team stats first. Blackman trailing Riverdale 29-23 here at halftime. 16 rebounds for Riverdale, 14 for the Lady Blaze. From the field, 12 of 34 with one first bank three. That's 35% for Riverdale. 11 of 23, 48%, and were one first bank three for the Lady Blaze. Riverdale's gone to the line 4 times, hit all 4 free throws from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Blackman has not gone yet. 12 turnovers for Blackman and 6 for Riverdale. Blackman had a 1-point lead at the end of the first. Riverdale leads now 29-23. They're led in scoring by Shelby Davenport's 10. 8 points for Alexa Middleton, Taisha Petty with 6, and 5 for Olivia Jones. For the Lady Blaze, 10 points for Alex Johnson, 2 apiece for Angel Allen and Jazz Bond. 4 for Micah Norris and 5 for Crystal Dangerfield. Nobody with more than 2 fouls, and that is a look at all of your stats from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Game Day's Team Sports. Our final break, we'll come back with the second half of action on State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball Championship Style from WGNS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown, for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Mayor's Funeral Home scoreboard update. In Region 1, Science Hill defeated Tennessee 74-43. And in overtime, Farragut upset in the Region 2 championship game. Bearden beat them 50-48, setting up Science Hill hosting Farragut. Both teams with only 3 losses. Tennessee is at Bearden. Bradley Central beat White County tonight, so Bradley will host our runner-up. And White County will travel to the winner of this game. Second half action, and here's John.
All right, Brian, Riverdale will have the ball to start the third quarter of action. We'll have those starting lineups for you here for the second half. Is Jones, Petty, Lewis, Davenport, Middleton for Riverdale, Johnson, Dangerfield, Pollock, Norris, and Vaughn for Blackman. Those stats, or those lineups anyway, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air Winners Trophies and AG Sporting Goods. Petty to Jones. At the foul line, lobs it over to Lewis, right side. Now between the circles goes Petty. Petty dishes off to Davenport in the corner. Jones open, now drives, stops, shoots. Going to be fouled as she goes up. And I believe that's Micah Norris. And it is. And that would be number 3 on Micah. First team foul of the second half for Blackman. And at the free throw line, the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, is Olivia Jones. First one is up, and it is short. Fans Heating and Air has been providing unparalleled products, services, and support since 1966. You can call them at 893-7930. Jones missed the first one. Ready for the second one. Flips it up there. It is good. Jones with 6 on the night. Here comes Blackman. They trail by 7. It's the biggest lead by anybody in this ballgame. Here's Bond. Left side, Pollock. Tries to get it inside. Davenport fronts her and intercepts it. Over to Middleton. 2-on-2. Here's Petty. Misses the layup. Rebound, Dangerfield, and now Davenport. Well, let's see here. I don't want to be premature on that. It is Davenport. No way, maybe she bounced around. It was some kind of offensive foul, but it was Shelby Davenport. So Blackman gets the ball back at the 7:03 mark of the third quarter. Riverdale trailed 13-12 at the end of the first and led at halftime 29-23. Dangerfield between the circles, goes left side. Looks for help, stops her dribble. Now is going to throw it away, and that's going to be over and back. And a turnover for Blackman.
That is 14, John, and that's probably way too many.
Olivia Jones throws it in to Petty. Petty has it right at the big O at midcourt. Gives it over to Davenport. She drives, spins, goes in the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Dangerfield, here comes Blackman wanting to run. Blazing down the court, Dangerfield. A 15-footer rolls good. Dangerfield with a big basket for the Blaze. She has 7. Petty brings it up. Allen has just checked in for Blackman, and Norris is on the... No, she's still out there. She took Pollock's place. Here's Jones. Lobs it over in the corner to Lewis. She's open for 3. It's short. Rebound. Picked up. Johnson tipped it. Davenport make that. Middleton saves it. She finds Davenport coming down the lane. Layup good. Oh, my. Middleton with a great defensive play, and the lead now back to 7.
Dating back to the second quarter, John, that ends a drought of 8 misses for the Lady Warriors.
Here's Dangerfield with a long 3. It's no good. Sweeping the boards is Jones to Middleton. Cross the timeline. Driving. Dishes off to Lewis in the corner. Doesn't take the shot. Now takes a 1. It's blocked. Davenport gets the rebound. Puts it off the glass. Good. She's got a herky-jerky motion that just makes it almost unbelievable to try to block that shot. Riverdale's biggest lead is 9, and Chad Hibden wants a timeout. And the Blaze will take one here with Riverdale leading 34-25.
The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, they are professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell your property. They're recognized as a leader in the industry. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part as well by Prentice Alsa Heating and Air, the Smyrna Bowling Center, along with Jones Car Wash, Franklin's Printworks, and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Clay Shirley in the house tonight, former Oakland standout, along with Brent Martin, the son of Steve Martin of Steve Martin Construction. And now a foul reaching in on Tiffany Lewis. For Lewis, that is her first.
Leave your
make that second.
Son-in-law's brothers over there, too.
That's correct. Chris Jackson. They call him CJ. And Roy Thomas. We might as well get them all in there. Roy Thomas is in there, too. Famed Las Casas softball team from many years ago. They wouldn't like me saying that, but they won several championships in softball.
Chad Hibden was
on that team, yeah. And I imagine that's why they're here in support of him. They're behind the Blackman bench. Here's Allen driving baseline. It's no good. A foul. Reach in. Alley is going to commit it. Brandy Alley has her first foul. Alley checked in along with Hurd, and Davenport went to the bench. And shooting two from the fans' heating and air free throw line is Angel Allen. Allen, a pretty good free throw shooter. First one is up, in and out. It never fails, does it?
Always happens. That's their first free throw attempt of the night.
Allen will attempt another. Rolls the basketball, puts it up, and it is good. Allen has 3 points. Here comes Riverdale, 34-26 Warriors. 4:57 to go here in the third. Region 4 AAA championship game. Loser travels, winner stays home. Here's Petty between the circles. Dribbles in, dribbles out. Gives it over to Middleton. Middleton, right side to Hurd, who's going to drive in the lane, put it up. No good. Tip by Middleton, no good. Rebound Johnson. Clearing it out to Allen. The Blaze, bounce pass to Dangerfield. Down low, intercepted by Olivia Jones. They are having trouble getting it into Johnson right now.
Well, it looked like that pass was right there to Jones.
Here's the shot from Middleton. Jumper's no good. Jones goes up strong, can't hold on to it. Ball's loose. Dangerfield comes up with it. A three-on-one. Dangerfield to Bond. Bond goes up with the left hand, misses, and out of bounds. It'll belong to Blackman. Hurd couldn't hang on to it. They had numbers, couldn't convert it. Blackman Blaze, very talented basketball team, as are the Warriors. See, they're number one. Riverdale's number one. Blackman, what, sixth? Is that right?
Four.
Okay.
They were tied for four with Columbia, which they eliminated from this region tournament.
Inbounds pass coming from Allen. Gets it over to Bond. Bond gives it to Pollock. Pollock almost lost the ball. And now does lose the ball, but before that, a foul is called. It is on Hurd.
Whoever travels to Bradley Central is ranked third in the state. Science Hill is ranked second. With some very familiar teams.
So not going to be easy, is it?
No.
Here's Allen. Camiller just checked in for Blackman. Norris goes to the bench with three fouls. Here's Dangerfield, gets a pick from Miller. Now drives, goes up all the way in, and now Allie hacks her. And she'll shoot two shots. Going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Free throw is up and good. Green Acres was the place to be back in 1966.
Farm living?
It was the place for me. Let's don't go any further with that. Free throw, good. She hits a pair. Dangerfield with nine. And the lead cut to six. Here comes Blackman. Riverdale with the basketball. 3:43 to go in the third quarter.
Good timeout by Blackman a few minutes ago. They played pretty well coming out of that timeout and cut into the Riverdale lead.
Exactly. Davenport driving. Little head fake, and now drives to the basket, and a foul going to be called. And she's going to be shooting two, and the foul on Dangerfield.
The InterSource 24-second free throw game tonight featured Tom Nolan and Gail Vick. And Tom Nolan won by a free throw, 3-2.
Davenport with the first free throw. She has 15. Well, you know, she did work for Tom for many years, and I guess the teacher was, you know, taking on the student there in terms of administration, in terms of their lifelong time together.
Trust me, she wanted to beat him.
Oh, yes, she did. 16 points for Davenport, the lead back up to 8. Cross-court pass to Pollock. Pollock between the circles. Now this is off to Dangerfield, and a push by Lewis. They're calling this game a little tighter in the second half than they did in the first. That's the third foul on Tiffany Lewis. We'll see what Corey Barrett does with that. Side court, Norris back in. We'll throw it in to Bond. Flips it to Dangerfield. She'll shoot the jumper. It's way short. Rebound, Petty. Petty streaking down the floor. Bounces it to Jones. To Davenport. Back to Petty, and she'll set it up between the circles. She goes. 3:05 to go in the third. Riverdale leads by 8. Pollock guarding Petty. Petty sweeps it over to Davenport for the long 3, and it's good. Davenport with 19. She's having a night. 39-28, the biggest lead of the night, 11 for Riverdale. That first bank 3 was way downtown. Here's Norris. Top of the key, driving, goes up, puts up a little 8-footer that's good. Norris has kind of got her shooting touch back a little bit tonight with that jumper. 39-30 Riverdale, 2:30 to go in the third. Middleton, Johnson, and Allen getting ready to check back in. Here's Petty getting a pick from Davenport, going to drive, now flips it back out. Hurd for 3, no good. Davenport tries to tip it back in, probably should have gone on the floor with that one. And now a foul is called. And I think Shelby Davenport's going to pick it up to the chagrin of the Riverdale fans. And it's 0-0, that is correct. And that is her second. 17 foul on Riverdale, so Blackman will be in the bonus. And going to the free throw line, I really don't know because I don't know who she fouled.
It's awfully early for Blackman to be in the 1-1. When the first half heavily favored Riverdale at the foul line. So Blackman 3-for-4 at the fans heating and air free throw line. We'll see if they're going to be able to take advantage of these opportunities.
Well, trailing by 9, every free throw is big for Blackman. The first attempt up by Miller, it's long. Rebound, Petty. That's an opportunity down. Blackman's got to hit free throws. Riverdale has a 9-point lead here in this one. 2:03 to go in the third. Petty stops, gives it over to Jones. They find Hurd over in the corner. She drives baseline, goes up, and a foul going to be called. And Miller was around there. And it is Miller with the foul. Third team foul on Blackman. They're a few minutes away from 1-1. Miller comes out. Johnson comes back in. Norris is in. Dangerfield, Pollock, and Allen.
A little smaller, quicker lineup in here now.
Here's Middleton for a 3. It's no good. Jones tips it out and saves it. How do they do that? It's just unbelievable how quick they are. Here's Middleton, both teams. Here's Jones for 3. No good. Down with the rebounds. Middleton lays it up and in. Middleton with 10.
Perfect boxing out right there to get the rebound and throw it back in the hole.
41-30, intercepted. Jones has it. Jones looking for help, can't find anybody. Now finds Davenport, throws it away, and it's going to be out of bounds to Blackman.
John,
over for Riverdale.
Something I just looked up and saw, both Chad Hibden and Corey Barrett looked at it, that their players respectively, and put up both hands as in slow down, and I think they're both playing that way.
Here's Dangerfield. Oh, nice move in the lane. Jumper good. Dangerfield has 11. Here's Petty, 41-32, Riverdale, 101 to go in the third.
How great is that young lady? That's a freshman with that baseline shot right there.
Here's Petty from 15, no good, rebound, Pollock. And we've got a foul called. And it is on Middleton. Second foul on Middleton and going to the free throw line again will be Blackman. Pollock, I think, is going to be shooting here. The fans hitting an air free throw, or maybe Allen, one of the two.
Looks like Angel Allen.
Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. And this is a pretty good free throw shooter right here, Allen, to attempt the 1-1. They trail by 9. Free throw is up, and it is short. Rebound, Riverdale.
Boy, John, they've missed the front end of a 1-1 the last two times.
And Petty will walk it up. 43 seconds to go in the third.
Beach leads Mount Juliet 34-29 in the 5 AAA Girls Championship game. Third quarter.
Here's Petty bouncing it down low to Jones. Works on Dangerfield, and Dangerfield fouls her. So she will shoot two, and I've got three for Crystal Dangerfield. And that is correct. So now Blackman starting to find a little foul trouble. Norris has three. They have a real small lineup in there right now. Here's Jones. First free throw is good. She has 7. Hurd coming in. Lewis is going to take a seat.
I think they're trying to match the quickness a little bit here, John, by having Bond and Miller not in.
Free throw by Jones is good again. That's 8.
There are 9 of 10 from the free throw line tonight.
Lead back up to 11. 28 seconds to go in the third. Dangerfield across the timeline. Picked up by Hurd. Crossover dribble, stops, needs some help, trying to find Johnson, trying to find somebody, and does, but it's stolen away by Jones. Jones going to go up all the way in, layup is good, and nice job of interference by Alexa Middleton. This is like a play in football. Here's Dangerfield behind the back, stops, shoots, 15-footer, no good, and that's going to do it. That's the horn, the end of the third quarter with a score. Riverdale Warriors 45, Blackman 32. You're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Try on a Rolex or Tag Heuer watch today.
At Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
We select our insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with us, you can count on receiving fast, courteous, and professional service and quality protection through auto owner's insurance. For a no-problem approach to your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, ask us about the no-problem company, Auto Owners. This is Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4 AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, J. Mullet's Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction Services, and Jerry Potts Car Care.
We start the fourth quarter. That's Brian Barrett. I'm John Dinkins. We're here for Region 4 AAA Championship game. Riverdale has gone out to a 13-point lead. Pollock with the basketball to Johnson, top of the key. Now back to Pollock, left side. Riverdale will coming up way out front on defense. Here's Norris. Little crossover dribble, stops, drops it down low to Johnson, and the basket's going to count, and a foul on Davenport. Johnson with 12. Brian, that's her first basket of the second half. Davenport, I have her with 4. Is that no? 3 fouls. Okay.
Doing a really good job on her, Riverdale has, in that third quarter. It's going to take a big quarter here for Alex Johnson, and she helps with that three-point play.
Johnson with 13, and the lead cut to 10, 45-35. Warriors have the basketball in the lead. Petty between the circles, stands out and dribbles. May want to spread out the court a little bit. Bounce pass Jones, back to Petty. Over to Jones, cross court to Lewis. Now Davenport will shoot the three. It's too strong this time. Rebound, Norris comes away with it. Blackman with an opportunity here. And the ball stolen away. Tipped out by Petty into the hands of Davenport. Davenport gives it to Petty. Stops to Jones. Long three, no good. And it goes back behind the backboard. It'll belong to Blackman. Riverdale, excuse me, Brian, I'm just going to mention on the team stats, what are we doing with threes here for both teams?
Riverdale has two, and Blackman with only one three. To me, the big stat that sticks out right now, the 19 turnovers for Blackman.
Good point. 6:44 to go. Here's the lead down low to Johnson. Can't hang on to it. It's taken away by Middleton. Another turnover, Blackman. Three on three. Middleton throws it away. Tipped around. Dangerfield is rolling on the floor. Dangerfield gets runs by it. And now a foul on Lewis. Just accidentally fell into her, but gets a foul. Well, that was kind of an interesting thing to watch. Dangerfield outran the ball. How many times have you seen that?
And it was rolling on the floor at a pretty good clip. That's Riverdale's first turnover in the second half, by the way.
Four fouls on Lewis. Dangerfield to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, 893-7930, the number to call, Fans Heating and Air. Free throw by Dangerfield is good. She has 12. Lead cut to 9 again. Hurd coming in. Lewis is going to have to take a seat. Second free throw up, also good. Dangerfield with 13, tied for the lead in scoring for Blackman. Here comes Petty. 45-37. Riverdale by 8. Petty to Jones. You can't rest. If you're a player, an offensive player, a defense, you can't rest. You've got to make crisp passes or they're going to intercept it. Here's the layup by, a reverse layup by Middleton that's missed. Dangerfield streaks down the floor, dishes off down low to Allen. Layup good. Here come the Blaze. Allen with 5. 45-39.
Petty. Barrett's going to call a timeout, I think.
And we will take 1-2. Riverdale has a 45-39 lead. Blackman's come back. It's 5:47 to go in the game. Stay right here with us.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
Now's the time to add some early color to your flower beds. This is Lester Martin at Martin's Home and Garden. We've got a great selection of pansies and hardy perennials that come back year after year. Plus, now's the perfect time to plant shrubs and trees. Here at Martin's, we have a large selection to choose from. Be sure to check out our selection of seeds and cool season vegetable plants to kickstart your garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Hey, this is Chuck from Murfreesboro Automotive. I just want to welcome everybody to come by our new shop. We've got ASE certified technicians, former GM dealership technicians. Our prices are very fair. Before any work is performed, we will give you an estimate. You'll know exactly what you're spending, so there's no surprises when you pick up your car. That's one thing we take a lot of pride in. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive. Located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
43 to go here in the game. Riverdale with a six-point lead. They had their biggest lead was 13. Blaze, here's Hurd coming up in with a layup in the lane. Boy, that was a big move by Shanika Hurd, her first basket.
Blackman had hit 7 in a row coming into that, so that was a huge, huge basket for the Lady Warrior fans.
Norris has it, stops, shoots, it's short, rebound Jones. Jones going to bring it up herself. Now dribbles, going to drive, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. This broadcast crew constantly working to find new ways to entertain people in the broadcasting arena. Here's a long jumper by Davenport or Middleton, no good. Here comes Dangerfield in the open floor. Drives, puts it up. Off the glass, good. Timeout Blackman. Riverdale leads 47-41. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards. And once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850.
Riverdale with a basketball and a six-point lead. Region 4 AAA Championship game at stake. And Riverdale's going to pull them out. Here's Hurd. Flips it over to Jones. She'll stand back out there.
They do this pretty well, John, and then they find somebody back door usually.
It's really early in the game or in this fourth quarter, but I know what Corey Barrett's trying to do, make him come out. Try to get an easy basket if he could. Jones just standing out there dribbling. I've seen this happen many, many times.
And Blackman is going to stay there because Chad Hipton said, don't move.
He's going to wait to a certain amount of time in the game before that happens.
Well, he's thinking, you know, let's say they sit there and dribble for 2 minutes, John. That they're still down by only six with 2 minutes to go in the game.
Right.
I don't know how long Riverdale, how patient they're going to be for that. Now,
here
as soon
come.
As Taisha Petty got the ball, they come out.
Well, they didn't want her driving baseline like Middleton did and throws it away off of Blackman. Riverdale's ball, 3:48 to go. That's exactly what Hibden was doing. It's a chess match right now. Barrett makes a move. Hibden makes a cross move. And now the officials want to talk to Shanika Hurd. Don't know what's going in there, but tucking your shirt tail in, I guess. Tiffany Lewis going to check back in. Hurd going to come out. Riverdale has a six-point lead and the basketball. 3:48 to go in the game. Here's Petty to Middleton. Over to Davenport. Davenport brings it back out. Petty will set it back up. Pollock on her. Petty going to drive. Go up and going to be fouled by Pollock. She just, really, their shot wasn't there, but she forced the contact from Pollock.
Well, that's exactly what she did, force that contact. She didn't really lean in, John, but the way she was dribbling, going in on the left side, she protected herself from the right side and was just pushed by Pollock.
Ty Petty at the fans heating near free throw line. The first one is up, rolls good. Boy, they're all big now. Petty with seven. They've done a pretty good job, Blackman has, on Petty tonight, keeping her from penetrating. Second shot, also good. She has eight. Here comes Blackman. They trail by eight. Dangerfield picked up by Petty. What a matchup that is. Here's Allen to Pollock in the corner. Norris. Jones on her. Norris drives, and now a reaching in foul on Olivia Jones.
Called that one on Middleton, though, John.
Oh, okay. That's her third. Well, that's odd because I really just saw Jones, really. So it must have been a reaching in foul from another area from Middleton. 3:22. Free throw is up and good by Norris.
Well, both teams doing their job at the foul line tonight. I guess it's going to be who can get there the most in this last 3:22.
The lead is seven. Norris, chance to cut it to six again. Free throw is up, and it rolls off. Jones to Petty. Riverdale's ball leading 3-17 in the game, 49-42. They're not going to let them stall it much in this one from here on in. Here's Middleton cutting through two. Petty, baseline, goes up with a jumper. It's no good. Jones is there. Puts it up and in. She's fouled. Oh, what a rebound. She didn't have position. She just glided in there. The foul is on Alex Johnson. Her second foul, and at the fans hitting their free throw line again, Livia Jones. They're all big at this point, and it's up, and it's no good. Lewis gets the rebound. Over to Petty. Tough break for a Blackman fan on that one. 51-42, Riverdale by nine. Petty holding the ball out front between the circles. Now over to Jones. Jones looks for help, gives it to Middleton at the foul line, back out to Petty. They will repeat that process more than likely. Here's Middleton in the corner. Back to Petty. 2:38 to go. Clock. Over to Lewis. She'll take the three. No good. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Blackman. Port and Bond were up there fighting for it. It's going to be Blackman's ball.
Corey Barrett is livid. He didn't want that shot.
No.
Even though she was open, he didn't want that shot at all. He wanted to try to stall the ball.
Here's Norris. And they've not shot well. They've not shot well from the three-point line. Davenport ties up Johnson. It'll be Riverdale's ball. That was a fine defensive play by Shelby Davenport. Boy, you got to love watching these two teams play, Brian. They're just all out, great athletes. You're almost inspired by the defense as much as you are the offense.
It's been a great game.
Here's Middleton, loses the ball, and the layup by Dangerfield's good. Turnover resorts into points. And Middleton is down, shaken up a little bit. We've got a time, official time, and I think it's a toe.
Got her toe mashed, I think, out there a little bit.
She's going to walk off. Hurd going to come in for her. And more pressure by Blackman, trailing 51-44, 2:14 to go in the game.
Well, she can't afford to be over there very long if you're a Riverdale fan.
Here's Petty. Going to throw it to Davenport. Going to go up in from the right side and bank it off the glass.
I thought they'd thrown it away, John.
I did too. I agree with you. Here's pressure by Riverdale. Norris comes across. 1:56 to go. And a foul on Hurd. And going to the fans heating and air free throw lines, Micah Norris. Norris with 7 points. Trailing by nine, Blackman needs both of these. Here's the free throw, it's up, it's good. Norris with eight.
Every time they can get to the free throw line, John, with the time not running off the clock, advantage Blackman.
Second free throw up, good. Norris hits a pair. And Middleton comes right back in here with a minute 55. A little hobbled, but looks like she's okay. Full court pressure by the Blaze. Here is Middleton. And a foul going to be called on Micah Norris. And that was really a light foul, I would call.
Yeah, that was a little touchy right there. That's the fourth foul on Norris, and Blackman can ill afford to lose her.
Middleton going to the free throw line. Alexa has 12 tonight. Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has built their business complete and total customer satisfaction. 893-7930. The free throw is good. 13 for Alexa Middleton. Eyes the basket, puts the other one up, and it is in and out. Tipped by Davenport, and it's going to be Blackman's ball. So Blackman still with a shot here. 1:53 to go. Plenty of time. But Blackman really needs a basket on this end here. Dangerfield across the timeline, being hounded by Jones to Norris, inside to Johnson, and it is Blackman's ball. They say someone tipped it. I personally didn't see it, but I believe that is the correct call.
Yeah, but whoever put this sign up here probably blocked your view.
Oh, what a... Somebody talk to that guy. Here's Allen. Allen, Jones tips it out of bounds. Great hustle by Olivia Jones.
Even got a pat from Chad Hibden for that one.
A minute 41 to go. 54-46 Riverdale. Blackman has the ball. Pollock. To Norris to Pollock in the corner. Jumpers, no good. Jones rips the ball down from the boards. Running the full floor, and now Norris trips and falls after the steal. Allen's got it. Dangerfield will shoot the three. No good. Long rebound comes out to Pollock. 121, but a lot of time running off the clock. Here's Norris. That jumper's no good, and Allen going to be called for over the back.
Well, Middleton got good position there for that rebound, John, and then Allen just kind of fell over her as she went up. They collided with each other.
54-46. We're going to the free throw line is going to be Alexa Middleton. Blackman had about three shots, couldn't get him to fall.
Well, the three-pointers, if there's one thing that both of these teams will look at, and that's three-point field goal percentage, and that's a stat that we don't keep, but Tom Crager did tweet out earlier that Blackman, or rather Riverdale, was 2 of 17 at one point in the third quarter. Blackman has struggled from three-point land as well this evening.
Free throw by Middleton is good. She adds 14.
13 of 16 at the foul line tonight.
And now Corey Baird wants a timeout. We'll take 1-2. Riverdale leads it 55-46 over the Blaze. A minute 16 to go. We'll be right back.
It's food like Grandma used to make. The Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
When you think about Southern eating, you usually think about the meat and three. Your fried chicken, your white beans, potatoes, macaroni and cheese. So we just wanted to keep that Southern tradition alive.
That's Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
We do three different meats and six different vegetables every day.
The Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Open lunch and dinner Tuesday through Friday, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. The Cedar Bucket.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm 4AAA Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
Free throw by Middleton. She hits both. Riverdale leads by 10. Here's Dangerfield. Driving in the lane, puts it up with the left hand, no good. Jones rips another rebound down, and now it's poked in the eye. Time is called, or maybe the nose. Well, she took a pretty tough shot. I think maybe she's just, I don't think it's bleeding. I just think, you know how your eyes water after you get hit with in the nose, and that's what happened to her. She's going to go to the free throw line, I believe, with 107 to go, and Riverdale with a 10-point lead. Blackman has missed the last four shots from the field. 1-1 for Olivia Jones. A precious time now for Blackman. Try to get back in this. 106 to go. Free throw by Jones is good. Olivia Jones with 11.
As long as they continue to do this, John, you can't come back on them.
Very good free throw shooting team, the Riverdale Warriors. Undefeated coming into the night. Number one in the state. Free throw, in and out. Rebound, Blackman to Dangerfield. And ball's tipped away and stolen away by Riverdale. Here's Petty. Layup good. Ty Petty with 10. Here comes a three from Pollock. It's good. First bank three. 59-49. Here's Davenport. 43 seconds to go. Spinning in the lane is Shelby Davenport, going to be fouled by Dangerfield. Pollock had a first bank three there, Brian. Excuse me.
That possession where they had three misses and a couple of those were threes. Had they gotten that one about a minute ago, Blackman may have been a different way how things could have gone here, but just couldn't get that shot to fall when they needed it. May still have enough time, but closer we get here, sending them to the free throw line, Riverdale, the closer Riverdale is to cinching it up here.
Davenport with 22 points tonight. At the fans hitting near free throw line, the second one is up and it is good. 23 for Davenport. Fans hitting near that number, 893-7930. 38 seconds to go. Ball's intercepted. And Riverdale will probably run this clock out or try to.
Chad Hipton just said no more fouls. This one's over.
Final score is going to wind up 61-49. Middleton just dribbling around the floor. And the clock's going to run off as Riverdale will become the Region 4 AAA champions here tonight at Oakland High School, beating the Blackman Blaze by a score of 61-49. A tough loss for the Blaze. They fought hard. Lose again now for the fourth time to the Riverdale Warriors. But you know what? If I'm going to lose to somebody, that's not shabby, is it?
Pretty tall cotton right here tonight. This was an excellent, excellent girls basketball game.
We're going to come back, and when we do, we'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air post-game show, including Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, the Midas shift of the game, and also we will have stats and we'll have scores from the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, all coming up right after this timeout. You're listening to State Farm Region 4 AAA Tournament Basketball on WGNS.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. I'm Ben Weatherford, and First Bank is constructing a new state-of-the-art branch in front of the Publix supermarket on the New Salem Highway. We do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you and your business. So come on by or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Baldinaboro's third annual event, March 15th at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. Go to baldinaboro.com and see how you can give hope to kids fighting childhood cancer.
Would you run?